Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The DA's motion of no confidence. I'd like to understand a little bit more about this. Professor Dirk Coetzee, who is a professor in political science at the University of South Africa, Tunisia. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Good morning.
So tell us what happened yesterday. How did this all play out?
Well, we have become used to motions of no confidence, especially during the time of President Zuma. Mm-hmm. This is now the first time since 2018, since President Ramaphosa became the president. And it's a practice that's been used all over the world in democratic societies or democratic parliaments, where the governing party's government, that means the minister of the cabinet, are being challenged by the opposition to say that we've lost confidence in you. We don't believe that you have any more the majority of support, and therefore the motion is a mechanism in parliament in order to demonstrate, and that's normally in the form of a debate and ultimately a vote on it, and that is what we saw yesterday also.
So was there any chance that this could succeed? I mean, in other words, is it just optics, or is there something important or real?
No, it is. Theoretically, there's always the chance that it can succeed, but it does succeed in instances in many parts of the world where a government has come to an end and they had to resign because of a motion of no confidence in either the prime minister or the cabinet in general. A motion of no confidence normally does not exist in the case of presidents, specifically directly elected presidents. It's only when you have a parliamentary system where you have a prime minister with a cabinet that there's normally can be motions of no confidence. We have a hybrid system, something between a presidential and a parliamentary system. So we do have, therefore, the possibility of a motion of no confidence in the president, over and above the possibility of impeachment. Impeachment is a removal of the president in countries with presidential systems like the U.S. or in France or in other parts of the world also. So in this case, yesterday it was specifically in the cabinet, not in President Ramaphosa as the president. And in cases like this, normally parties vote as a bloc, or they come to an understanding amongst themselves in their caucus, in their parliamentary caucus, of what their position will be. And normally the governing party's caucus decide obviously to support their government and opposition parties not to, or to abstain. And that we have seen yesterday in one case also, that one of them abstained in this vote.
Mm. Does the fact that it's a secret ballot have an impact, do you think?
It wasn't a secret ballot. That was one of
the
requests of the opposition parties. And we've seen it once in the end of 2017, where there was a secret ballot, and it was a motion against the President Zuma. Because it was secret, we didn't know the members voted. But based on calculations, it looked like about 30 or 35 ANC members voted in favor of the motion, therefore against President Zuma. So that is theoretically therefore possible that it can happen in the case of secret votes as well as public votes that we've seen in, for example, in the British Parliament, that happened from backbenchers who moved away from the Prime Minister. Mm. So in both types of voting, it is possible, but when it's a secret vote, it's obviously more possible than when it's a public vote.
Right. So what happens now?
Well, it has been defeated, the motion, in yesterday's process of about 100 votes difference between the two. And that, in essence, it's the end of the process. The motion failed, and therefore, in future possibly, there will be another motion, but it cannot be within the next 3 months. That's according to the Constitution and the procedures about motions of no confidence. So in that sense, it's the end of this process. But still outstanding is a possible motion of no confidence against President Ramaphosa. And we will have to see how the party that tabled it, the ATM, the African Transformation Movement, what they are going to do, because they've taken it to court in order to get the secret vote.
Yeah, because it's one of the news reports just in the last few minutes says the National Assembly Programming Committee will meet on Thursday morning today to discuss rescheduling the vote of no confidence against President Cyril Ramaphosa. The National Assembly Speaker on Wednesday withdrew the motion after the ATF, the African Transformation Movement, refused to move it for debate. So that's why I'm a bit confused as to what is actually going on there.
The reason for the uncertainty is that the ATM took it to court on an urgent basis. They said it's argued that it's an urgent matter before yesterday's debate, and the court didn't agree with it, so they dismissed it. So and now the question is whether that application of them is still a valid application before the court, but now to be heard at whatever date is available for the court. And whether, therefore, the principle of that it is a sub judice case does exist. And that became part of the debate in Parliament. Because if it is sub judice, then it means that they cannot continue with the debate until the court case has been heard. If it's not sub judice, they could have continued immediately with it. Mm. And that became a bone of contention in the debate, and that is what that committee must now decide today, whether based on legal advice, whether it is a sub judice matter or not, and whether there is still a motion on the table that is waiting first for the court judgment to be delivered.
Got it. Professor Dirk Kutsia, professor in political science at the University of South Africa, unpacking the motion of no confidence.